This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dialed set correctly to USA Prepares, and we're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, right here from the farm. And John is engineering the broadcast at GCN. Thank you so much, John. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to take us with you as you travel, we have a listen line, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. With us this morning is Mike Knox. Mike Knox is a founder of White Harvest Seed, whiteharvestseed.com, and we're going to be talking about garden preparation for the next season. We're going to be talking about how to make your garden grow really well, organic fungicides, watering temperatures, does it make a difference? We'll be talking about growing some plants indoors during the winter, herbs and spices and so forth, and wood ashes and what to grow and why. Welcome, Mike Knox.
Hey, Vincent. How are you, good man?
I'm doing well. You know, Mike, you and I had a couple seconds to chat on the phone yesterday, and you travel throughout the country teaching gardening classes in person at preparedness expos. And you got one coming up soon?
Yeah, we're actually going to be in the St. Louis area. Actually, it's the St. Charles is the actual town. It's the Gateway Preparedness Expo that's coming up there this weekend, as a matter of fact, there. So, yeah, we'll be there. Come by and see us if you're in that area.
Gateway Preparedness Expo and St. Charles, that's this weekend. And are you planning to go to Kansas City at the end of, well, the beginning of next month, October 1 and 2?
The RK show? No, we've got a scheduling conflict. We won't be able to be there, but we will be at the Mother Earth News Fair in Topeka, Kansas, and I think it's like the 23rd or 24th of October when we will be there, and that is a really good show for the self-sustainability people that like that type of thing.
Yeah, I've been there as well, and you're absolutely right. Well, that's great. That's great. So, Do you have a schedule that you publish of where you're going to be? So if our
sure,
wants
sure,
to
yeah, if they go to our website, which is whiteharvestseed.com, go to the link underneath there that has our schedule, and it will have all the things that we are invited to and that we go to and everything. And sometimes you need to check regularly because some things come up spur of the moment that we go to. So yeah, just check it out, whiteharvestseed.com.
Yep, and I'm there right now. Mike, it's great to have you on the air with us. I wanted to share something with you. I've been traveling on farm adventures, and I've been to some stores as I travel to pick up parts that I need, like when I run over a great big tire tread and it wipes out the lights on our trailer, and, you know, pop into the Chinese factory outlet. And what I've seen, I'm sure you've seen the same things as you travel
pull
your trailer. All this debris in the road. Well, I've noticed that people look a lot more unhealthy than ever before, and I have a feeling it has to do with not eating the kind of food that the Knox family eats. You think so?
Well, you know, that's something that you see our society as a whole, you know, and you see, you know, everything's all fast food and, you know, eat this quick and get, sorry, be on the road, you know, and a lot of those type of foods, you know, of course, do not pertain to a healthy lifestyle and healthy, you know, just overall good health. I have to be honest, you know, sometimes we are caught up in that trap too, but we try to eat as healthy as we can. And, you know, that's why we work really hard at growing our own food sources. And, you know, and there are a lot of good resources out there for people to tap into to grow, you know, healthy stuff. You know, instead of grabbing something high in sugar or salt or whatever, you know, grab you some good grain mix or, you know, granola type mixes type stuff when you're on the road. And those are just as filling and good too. But yeah, I agree with you. It's a feed me quick mentality in the United States anymore.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about Dr. Norman Shealy. He told me mm-hmm. on air, he's a friend of yours as well. He mentioned to me that, you know, when he sees a fast food place, he just keeps going, even if he's hungry. And for years, I've done my best to do that as well. Sometimes I'll stop into the Arches and get a cup of coffee if, you know, that's the only place around. But other than that, get a cup of coffee and keep going.
Well, it's interesting, you know, a lot of these fast food places, like I mentioned, you know, McDonald's or Hardee's, those type of things, you've seen their menus change. You know, McDonald's actually is making a big push on all this natural beef and, you know, all this type of stuff. So they're seeing that that's what people are wanting as a whole. So they're changing some of their menus items.
Yeah. I stopped at a gas station, and it was attached to a McDonald's as I was traveling, I think, toward the East Coast. And there was this very large girl there, and she was a young girl. She was probably in her 20s, but she was very, very large. And I said, I walked in the door. She gave me this great big smile and said, hi. And I said, so, how am I doing? I said, great. And I said, so do you eat here? And the guy I was with was laughing, and another guy who was waiting at the counter was laughing because they kind of knew what I was saying. And I said, so how's the food here? She says, great. I said, it tastes really good. And I said, okay, glad to know that.
Yeah, that it'd be a bad thing if she said it was not very good. You'd want to find a good scenario there.
Yeah, but I was looking at a Petri dish, and I was seeing what happens when you work there and you eat a lot there. So, Mike, we have a neighbor who is a wonderful, wonderful gardener, and he's been to our expo, and he does something that very few of us do. Maybe you do this, but I don't have the ability to do this. He has a pond that is above his garden. It's just the way his land works in the Ozarks. So he has this pond, and he lets runoff enter his pond, and then he has a water line that is attached to his pond, and gravity flows downhill into his garden. So when he waters his garden, it's pond water, it's brownish, sometimes it has algae on top, whatever is growing in this pond that's undisturbed other than taking water and watering his garden. His garden is magnificent. So here's one of the questions. Water temperature. Does that matter? Because when I water the garden, I think I'm shocking the plants with 65-degree well water, versus, you know, the outside temperature of the garden, which might be 80 degrees, 90 degrees, you know, during the summer, maybe even warmer. Do I shock the plants, and is it bad for them? And is he doing the right thing, and am I not doing the right thing?
Well, he's blessed, for sure, to be able to have that set up, you know, because he's getting all the nutrients from, you know, the fish and all the microbes and all that type of stuff that's working in the pond. So, yeah, he's got a great scenario. The one factor that might be an issue for him if he's in a situation where, you know, he has maybe other farmers around him that are spraying chemicals on their property and it's running off into his pond, you know, that's going to get in his water supply too. But it sounds like since his garden's doing well, that must not be an issue. But yeah, to your original question, you know, soil temperature, I'm going to maybe kind of a roundabout way to get to your answer, but the soil temperature is very important in plants. You know, every vegetable has its own preference that it likes to be planted in, the soil temps. You know, and when soil temps are, you know, that's coming out of winter, in the early spring, you know, the soils are cooler than the air temperatures. You can be, have short sleeves on and shorts on, you know, sometimes in the spring after, it's been through a cool snap and then it turns, you know, 75 or 80 degrees, but the soil is still cool. So what, to get to your answer, that I think there is some possible truth to that. And that's why most people, most gardeners and most gardening experts per se would say either water early in the morning or early, you know, early evening. Don't do it during the heat of the day. That's for sure. Cause then, like you said, if it's a 90 degree day and you're spraying 65 degree water temp, you know, that's a 25, 30 degree temperature swing. And it is some situations there also when the water gets on the leaves, and if the sun comes out on a blistering day, you can get some sun scald and problems with your leaves and on your fruits. So yeah, there is an element of that, when there's some extreme temperatures. But for the most part, you know, 55, 65 degree water coming out of your ground, is not going to do too much damage unless it's just those blistering hot days, which we've had, you know, in Missouri this year.
We have. You know, I know you know Dr. Joel Wallach. He's been to our meetups. He's been to the expos. And he talks about wood ashes and how important wood ashes are to a garden. We heat our home with an outdoor wood furnace, so we've got a pile of wood ashes. And we have this cyclone spreader. It goes on the back of a tractor. It probably holds 500 pounds. And we can sprinkle that around our lawn if we have, you know, plenty, or we can sprinkle it in the fields, and we can put some in the garden. What are your thoughts about adding wood ashes? And I'm not talking about, McClass, I'm not talking about burning pressure-treated, you know, wood. I'm not talking about anything other than wood that you might pick up that is unenhanced by chemicals, just limbs that fall down and that kind of thing that you throw in a, you know, wood fire and keep the ashes. What do you think about that, Mike?
I mean, that's a great question also. Well, wood ash is a definite good, very good supplier of potassium. You know, and potassium is one of the big three chemical elements that plants need, you know, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, NPK, and K being the potassium. Wood ashes is a definite plus, because you're adding that into the soil. It also helps loosen it up just a little bit, and it's increasing, or actually, it is actually improving its improving acidity in your soil. So if you have a soil that, you know, struggles with staying in the proper pH level, you know, and that's generally 6.8 to 7.2 on a scale of 0 to 14. And so, yeah, wood ashes are great. You don't want to just only do that, though. I mean, if that's the only fertilizer element or the chemical element that you're putting in, you know, you're going to have to offset that with something else, too. So just remember that. Just don't overdo it, but it's definitely a good source.
So, Mike, when we come back, I'll describe the size of our garden, 4 feet by, let's say, 16 feet, two blocks high. How much ashes should we put in? Mike Knox, White Harvest Seed. Be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Mike Knox is with us, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. And how do I know Mike Knox? Well, I met him many, many years ago when he first got started, and he joined our faculty, was on the air with us, and where do I buy our seeds? White Harvest Seed. Seriously. Because they grow. They grow. And Mike provides us the advice and counsel that we'd like to have in order to have a successful garden. So, Mike, our gardens are typically in our backyard. They are mostly raised beds, 4 feet wide, inside diameter, or inside dimensions, 4 feet wide, 16 feet long, and they're two concrete blocks high. And how much wood ash should we put in annually, or how much should we use to start with, and should we top it off, you know, annually or twice a year? What do you recommend?
Well, I was going to also mention for the break that, you know, wood ash is sometimes can, on very sensitive plants, they can have some negative effects that can burn them too. So yeah, whatever amount you put on is important. Kind of the rough rule of thumb, it's going to depend on your soil that you're putting it in, and in your situation with the raised bed, you know, you're controlling, the soil that you have in there, so it's not, you know, real clayey or real sandy per se, but kind of the rough rule of thumb is anywhere for per 100 square feet. Area is anywhere between 3 and 10 pounds of wood ash, depending on that soil texture. If it's in your situation, since you got, see, 4 by 16 is about 64 square feet, so figure about half of that. So I'd say anywhere from 3 to 5 pounds in one of those beds would be fine and spread out. But you definitely want to do it in the fall, early fall, like this time of year, or through the winter, early winter, so because it takes a little bit of time for that wood ash to decompose or break down into the soil nutrients. So definitely don't just put it on, right in the beginning of the year when you're getting ready to plant, or during the year when your plants are growing, because you probably will have some negative effect. You want it to work in. So, and that's where those soil tests come in, put into play, that you can, you can buy from your local nursery or seed supplier, or you can get it from a test done by your county agent, the conservation agents and those type of things, and they give you a well-rounded report. So that's really what I would probably recommend for most folks, especially this time of year, to get your soil tested. Test it to find out what it's low on, because, your plants that you've grown this year have eaten up everything that you had at the beginning of the year. So what you were high on early, you may be completely out of now in your soil. So a soil test, is I'd recommend. That way you can go about correcting it with what the things you need to add.
Mike, one of the things I looked up on the Internet years ago was soil test kits. And you can spend very little money, or you can spend hundreds of dollars on your own soil test kits. And what I ended up doing is I bought some test strips on eBay. And I just put the test strip in damp soil, and I pull it out a little bit later, a couple seconds later, and read what the pH is. But that's the only thing that I'm measuring as a quick and dirty test. Do you think that that's okay, or am I just wasting my time?
No, it's not a waste of time. You're just not getting the full story. pH is very important level to monitor through your garden. And like I said, most plants, and when you look at them, they all have their own little preferences, but between 6.8 and 7.2 is the ideal pH range. But, some plants, like corn per se, they like nitrogen, higher nitrogen level soils. So if you do a test and you're just doing a pH, that's not going to tell you anything about nitrogen. Just as well as, if something needs a little bit more acid. For example, onions. If you want sweet onions, you don't want to have a soil that's high in sulfur. So if you don't have the test that tells you if there's how much sulfur's in your ground, you may just be planting your onion seed in a soil area that's not going to do anything for you. So the soil tests are important. And what I always tell folks when we're at shows and things, is don't just go out and, if you say you have a 10 by 10 garden or a 10 by 20 foot garden, don't just go out in the middle of the garden and think that's the whole, when you do your tests from there, and that's going to be the good representation of everything. You need to do three or four different tests in different areas, because what's high in one area or low, it could be totally different just 3 or 4 feet away. So get a well-rounded test. We sell these little test kits that do the NPK, the three big fertilizer elements, and the pH levels. But the county cooperative agencies, they do a big, well-rounded test.
When we come back, Mike, tell us about your test kit, please, and what it costs and how we get it. That'd be great to know. Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Knox is with us. Mike, you know, when I began farming, I learned early that we take soil samples from many locations throughout the fields that we're going to fertilize and lime. And so we would identify the fields as field number 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. And then we would dig down about 6 inches and we take a sample and put it in into a clean plastic pail. And then we would mix all those samples that we've taken from around the fields together and then combine them into one sample and then have that tested. And that's exactly what you were talking about with a garden sample for testing the soil. So please tell us about your soil test kit. How does it work and what does it cost?
Oh, they're really, really economical. We have two different sizes. We have one that does 10 tests, and then we have one that does 40 tests. And each one of them will do tests for pH, nitrogen, potash, or potassium, and phosphorus. And all you simply do is you take a little, this comes in, there's a little, each one, each test has a little, a little glass vial, per se. And you just put a little bit of dirt in there with a little water, and you break open one of the little color-coded tablets and mix in with that, shake it up, and then whatever color it comes back, you just compare it to the color chart, and that's what it will tell you whether you're high or low or what you need to do. So, yeah, they're very simple to do for the average home gardener to get a good all-around beginning test result. And the prices, I think the 10 test is $6, and the 40 test kit is $13.50. So, and I think most of the conservation places that you take it to, I've heard anywhere, some places, depending on what county you live in your state, it can be free, it can be $15, or it can be $25 or $30. So it just varies depending on the agency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's $5 in our county, or at least in our little hamlet up the road from you. And, Mike, you and I are mm-hmm. all about maybe 20 miles apart, and our farms are about 20 miles apart. So we're we're neighbors.
Sure.
Mike, leaves. What I do is when I first started our raised bed garden, we went out into the woods and got some dried leaves that had been there for a couple of years and put them on a tarp and dragged them over to the garden and rototilled them in. That's how we added some lime and we added some wood ashes, as we talked about before, and we rototilled all that in, and also we added peat moss. Do you think that is an okay way to go, or is there a better way?
Oh, my. Yeah, leaves are awesome. If you're fortunate in your location to have a little bit of timber or access to a little bit of timber groves, you know, type thing, yeah, leaf mold, leaves, they kind of the rough rule that I've heard and researched is that leaves, when they're chopped up and you use them as a compost, they'll provide 80% of your nutrients and minerals, trace minerals, that your plants and gardens just live for. But the key is don't just go out and get a bunch of leaves and just throw them on your garden. You want to chop them up. You want to run them through your lawnmower or leaf shredder or whatever you may have, because the smaller you get the leaf particles, the better it'll break down. It won't just be a slimy mess and in the spring. So, yeah, leaves are great. And then, like I said, if you have a timber stand or access to it, my gosh, go out and, you know, dig up the leaf mold that's been there for years upon years upon years and broke down by, you know, bugs and microbes and all that type of stuff. And, man, you throw that on your garden area, you're going to see some dramatic results. You really will.
Mm-hmm. Now, we heat with wood, as we mentioned, and a lot of times we use a chainsaw in the same place. So we have these logs and cut them up. And we have sawdust. Now, is sawdust good or bad for gardens? Because I've heard both, Mike, and I don't know the answer.
Well, from my experience, when we first moved down here, the soil that we had kind of a raised bed-ish type area that we also had we were working into a, trying to work the soil up. And, you know, like, since you said, like, we're neighbors and everything, you know, the rocks down here are pretty rough, in Missouri. So, we added a bunch of sawdust to our, area, lots. And the rough rule of thumb is it's one of those things you don't want to overdo. It's kind of like the wood ashes. Sawdust, especially fresh sawdust, will rob the nitrogen out of the soil. It just kind of is like a sponge. And you want nitrogen in your soil, of course. And, you know, you have to replace that nitrogen, add to that every year. So if you put in a bunch of sawdust, you're robbing your soil of the nitrogen. But if you have some aged sawdust that you've had around or had in your compost pile, you can add that, but just don't go crazy. You know, like I said, you want to have a good mixture of compost elements, and sawdust is one of, you know, many that you can put in. I worked with a guy many years ago, Mel Bartholomew, is kind of the guy that originated the square foot gardening technique. And his mixture of his soil mix, especially in raised beds, was one of the three elements was five different composts that he mixed in with the other elements. And I think the other elements were vermiculite and peat moss. But that mixing up the variety of the compost side is going to give you the more balance of minerals. If you just put sawdust on your garden, you're going to struggle in some other areas on the nutrient level.
Mm-hmm. And what about different kinds of woods? For example, on our farm we have black walnuts, and I've heard that if you have a black walnut tree near where you're trying to grow a garden, it just flat out won't grow. Have you experienced that as well?
Yes and no. For me personally, I have one of our gardens is right directly underneath a walnut tree that was just due to where we put it and where we had the space to do the garden. And I've noticed over the years some things don't do well there and some things do okay. But there is truth to the if you're surrounded by a lot of walnuts and it's the roots give off some type of element, chemical element, nutrient element that is not, you know, really great for good garden growing. So there is an element of that. If you can avoid it, definitely do it. But, you know, sometimes people are limited in their yards and spaces and they don't have any other option. If you don't have an option to plant in the ground, I would do what you do. And what we do also is the raised bed. And then that's not really an issue because you're not into the ground where the roots and stuff are. Or container.
We have I don't know if they came down in your neck of the Ozarks recently, but they had these... the guys that trim the trees for the power lines.
Mm-hmm.
And did they come down your way recently?
They've been down within the past 6 months. They've got pretty much all our power lines up to snuff right now in our area, but they came down about 6 months ago.
Well, so what I did, Mike, was I went over to what looked like the lead pickup truck there, and what they were doing, they were cutting limbs so that they wouldn't touch the power lines, and they were grinding them up into, you know, wood chips. And so I went to the lead guy and I said, if you don't have a place for those, we'd love to have some of those on our farm. And he was going down our road in the next couple of days. So they dropped them off, three loads of these wood chips. But they have no trouble disposing of them because it's like I had to get in line to get, you know.
That's for sure. They're very popular when they come down the road.
Yeah, like everybody wants to be their friend. And so I was able to get the wood chips from along right in front of our farm. So I think what they try to do is make it fair. So if they're cleaning up by your farm, then you get those wood chips,
right,
and so forth. And so what I did was I left them in a pile, and I plan on letting them decay into compost. Now, is that something that I should put into the soil in a couple years, or how long should I wait, or should I not do that? Or should I use it as a mulch? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, in the green stage, like, you know, you probably saw that when they piled it up, you know, it was giving off steam, so it's getting hot,
yeah,
you know, in the
right
sense of it's doing its composting thing. I generally tell folks, and what I've done in the past, is I just let it set a year, and it breaks down. The longer you let it set, of course, it turns into better compost. But, you know, we use a lot of mulch. We have a sawmill guy that's near us that we are good friends with, and he lets us come over and get some mulch really reasonable priced. And I use that in my gardens as a weed barrier. And then as the seasons go on, you know, when I'm working the soil, whatever, it tills into the soil and works into the soil and eventually breaks down. And so, yeah, it's a great – if that's a avenue that you can get from in your area and for your gardener listeners, definitely. But like you said, they're very popular. You got to catch them quick when they're in your area.
Yeah. So when you put this sawdust down, you know, we probably have the same friend that has a sawmill. And when you put the sawdust down, do you put that on top of your garden? Do you put that around the base to prevent the weeds from going up around the blocks? Do you do all of that?
Well, like I said, I use the mulch more from in our gardens. The research that I've done, like I said, too much sawdust will rob the nitrogen, but for some reason, mulch, you know, in its bigger form, doesn't have that issue. And so I'll put down, you know, layers in between the rows if it's in our row crop area. I usually don't use it in our raised beds whatsoever, but I use it on the, keep the weeds down as a barrier for the most part. And, you know, put down 3, 4, 5 inches, whatever you can put down that's reasonable, and let that set in. And, you know, it breaks down, it takes a little bit longer to break down than sawdust. So you're going to have that, but it, you know, the weed barrier is what I use mostly for in my gardens. And it does really well. Plus it keeps the moisture in the ground during the hot season. Which is what your plants need, because if your just ground is exposed to the air and the sun, you know, it dries out and cracks, and it just causes you major problems for the water side of gardening. So, yeah, it's I like mulch. And, I mean, if I had to go to the store at Walmart or whatever, you know, and buy it at $4 a bag, I probably wouldn't be using it, you know, because that's pretty too expensive for me.
Yeah, and we don't know what else is in there as well. I mean,
correct. Yeah, the mulch that I use is not treated or tinted, colored, or in any way. It's just the natural straight off the tree that's been chopped off.
Okay, what about preparing our garden site for the next growing season? What do you recommend we do, like right this minute?
Well, like I said earlier, soil tests would be one thing that I would possibly consider doing so that you know what you need to do.
Right.
But definitely clean up, you know, get your weeds pulled up, get the plants pulled up if they've died off. And if there's any of those plants or weeds and things that are diseased in any way, don't put those in your compost pile. And, I hear the music, so I guess we'll catch up on the backside of it.
Yeah. And let's talk about that compost pile when we come back. How do we make one? Is it just a heap, or do we use some kind of netting or fencing? Or what do we do? We'll be right back. Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
You've got your. When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Mike Knox is with us, White Harvest Seed Company, WhiteHarvestSeed.com, and there's a link on page one, USAPrepares.com, to White Harvest Seed. So if you're traveling and you can't write while you're traveling, just go to USAPrepares.com, page number one. Also, on the instructors tab of the website, link to Mike Knox. Mike, making compost, how do you recommend that we set up a compost pile, compost container, so forth? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, there's multiple options. I mean, it depends what you're, it all really boils down to how much you want to spend. You know, if you want to buy the self-enclosed ones that you spin or have lids made out of plastic, you know, those are going to be a little bit more on the higher side of things. Or you can just use straw bales or even wood pallets, you know, make a, to box it in and just pile it up inside. The key thing on compost is this, though. You want it to make it work properly. And what I mean by work is to heat up above the 160 degrees, which is what kills all the bacteria, diseases, and all that, and the weeds, that's weed seeds that are in that type of thing. And, you know, the way to do that is you got to have the proper mix between what they call brown and green, the carbon and the nitrogen. And essentially, and I always get this mixed up, but I think I've got it right here for your folks listening, is that you roughly want 30 parts of the carbon, which is the brown, mixed in with one part of the green, which is the nitrogen. Now, always people always ask me, well, what's brown? What's green? Well, can give you kind of a rough list. The browns are the source of carbon, are like straw, hay, corn stalks, bean vines, leaves, a little bit of wood shavings and sawdust. Those are the types of things that are considered carbon-based. And the green things are things, you know, such as, you know, grass clippings, your kitchen scraps off of your table. But one thing I want to make sure they understand is when you take the kitchen scraps, you know, don't include your meat products or, you know, meat bones or your meat fats. Those type of things, even though they do break down over time, they do not benefit the compost working at its most efficiently. Plus, it draws all your critters and stuff that are hungry for a chew on a bone or whatever, too. So don't put those type of things in. And manures are considered a green product, too, but don't use any manures such as dog or cat leftovers. You only use, you know, your herbivores like your cows, your horses, and goats, and rabbits. Rabbits is actually your best manure to use in your garden or any type of thing. It is a very, very good potency, and goat manure also.
Mike, what I did was I bought what's called a cattle panel on them. I know you know what they are. They're about 50 inches high, and they're about 16 feet long. And they're a kind of a heavy, heavy wire fence. And I just made it into a circle, and
perfect.
That's it. I tied the ends together with some metal wire, and or iron wire or steel wire, and galvanized, and so it's this round cylinder that's made out of a heavy fence, and we just throw the compost items in there, the potato peels, the banana skins, you know, those kinds of things, plus a small amount of grass clippings, plus leaves and sawdust, and that's what we do. So are we on the right track based on what you said just a minute ago?
Yeah, perfect. The only thing with that type of setup is it's going to take longer to break down, which is, you know, over a year, which is fine. And that's what you never can have enough compost. So having one of those type of bins set up is awesome. To get, you know, if you have the proper ratios of what I described and you have it and you keep it stirred up and you're monitoring it and adding water on a regular basis, you know, those type of things, you can have good compost within 21 to 30 days. But the way you're describing it is a good way to do it, to have as a to have as a resource for you down the road in a year from now. And if you keep doing it as a regular cycle, you always have compost available for you for your starting plants and putting in getting your plants off to a good start. So yeah, definitely, that'll work.
Mike Knox, thanks so much for being with us in class. If you go to whiteharvestseed.com, there's a resource tab on the website, and it will teach you very, very quickly how to grow some of your favorite plants. And so I'm looking at how to grow tomatoes, and it talks about how to plant them, how to harvest them, how to save the seeds, common problems, and suggested companions. What's better than that? It's all right there, whiteharvestseed.com. Mike Knox, thanks so much for being with us, and have a great show this weekend. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the road.
Thanks. My pleasure. Thanks, Vinny.
Thank you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.